Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston at a port in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Members of the International Longshoremen's Association off the job and walking the picket line over pay and automation. The strike affects ports along the East and Gulf Coasts and could lead to price hikes and supply chain snarls if it lasts a long time. The first and only vice presidential debate is tonight. ABC's Perry Russum.
Both candidates have work to do. A majority of voters believe neither Walz nor Vance are qualified to serve as president if needed. And a source with the Walz campaign says they're not convinced anything tonight will move the needle when it comes to November's election.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says recovery from the damage left behind by Hurricane Helene will be a monumental task. President Biden will survey the damage for himself later this week. Israel urging those living in Lebanese border towns to evacuate as IDF troops move in. They have been conducting what they say are limited and targeted raids against Hezbollah. This is ABC News. Verizon is apologizing after an outage that cut cell phone service for about 100,000 people, some for several hours yesterday. California now suing a hospital in the northern part of the state, accusing it of withholding emergency abortion care.
According to the lawsuit, Providence St. Joseph's Hospital in Eureka has been violating the law by refusing abortion care to women in emergency situations, allegedly dictated by Providence policies barring doctors from providing life-saving emergency care if it will terminate a pregnancy. Anna Nusslock was turned away and had to go to a community hospital for life-saving care.
It inflicted on me needless, protracted pain, bleeding, and trauma.
California's attorney general wants an injunction to force the hospital to perform the care. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Managers at a Tesla factory in Germany are apparently making house calls to sick workers, the aim to make sure the workers are really sick. Managers there say visits will boost employee work ethics. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Red Cross volunteers from Wisconsin are helping people in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Terry Bell reports.
In all, 1,400 workers from around the country are part of the relief effort. 25 volunteers are from Wisconsin. Their assignments could change at any time. In fact, Red Cross volunteers have to be on standby in case they're needed more somewhere else in the country. I'm Terry Bell.
A high school football game in Milwaukee was cut short Friday when a gun in the stadium went off by accident. Police say an off-duty security guard accidentally fired his weapon during a game at Wisconsin Lutheran High School. The stands were emptied and everyone was sent home. The officer injured himself and was treated. The school is now going over its safety protocols. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz and this is Civic Media News.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best of three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason.
You know, we can't worry too much about who we're going to play. The bottom line is we got to play, you know, and be ready ourselves.
First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday. Coach Matt LaFleur said Sunday that the Packers had a lot to clean up after the 31-29 loss to the Minnesota Vikings in week four.
I think they're you got to be focused in terms of and very intentional about what you're trying to get accomplished.
Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be quite a bit cooler today, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, breezy, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Paul. Plus, we'll preview the VP debate with Walls and Vance. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Ooh. Happy Tuesday, Jay. A little bit of a blustery Tuesday with that wind.
Boy.
Coming out of the north at 11.
Is he right? You can't even see the flag. It's dark
north,
out.
It's a little bit northeast.
It was cool when I walked outside this morning.
Todd,
you're right.
It is northeast. Yeah. I'm sorry. Northwest.
No, it's swirling.
17 miles.
Ooh, 17. Wow. Hey, are you guys in the mood today to change your lives?
Oh, jeez.
What?
It's October 1st. Okay.
It's October 1st.
What's the October diet?
Okay. 3 weeks ago, I was 233. Remember I told you guys? I can't believe it. 233.
Yeah. Yep.
But when I come back from the deer camp, that happens too. But, okay. Scale this morning, 220.
All right.
Now,
that's awesome.
I have
13
been walking.
Pounds is a lot.
I have been walking. No question.
It's got to stay, though.
But here's what. Everybody, pick up your cup of life.
It is coffee day. We're going to get to
what
that.
What are you doing? No. Not that. This.
I don't want
you're
that.
You're trying
I was wondering
it.
What that was doing on the desk.
No, you're
Looks
tasting
like it. Was left
it.
Over.
I created this. I could become like Elon Musk or somebody from this.
Sure.
I'm not even kidding.
I'm sure because, yeah, you're such an walking
13
example.
13 pounds in 2 weeks, Jim.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
That's good. Hey, look, I'm proud of you for that. It's been interesting November 1st if it's still.
Yeah. So anyway, try this. This is the magic elixir.
Can you tell me what's in it first?
Nope.
Cause I don't it want smells like alcohol.
No, it's not alcohol.
I smell banana.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you.
There's a little more, there's a little more over here.
Tastes a little bit like an Orange Julius, don't you think?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
A healthy Orange Julius.
There is a...
sweet. It's too sweet.
No, I don't. I like it. There's a weird aftertaste. What else is in this thing?
Well...
That's the thing you're working on?
Yes. But I have two of these a day. I have two of these a day.
What is it?
Okay, it's cachava.
Cachava.
Yeah, that stuff from
one
glam band guy.
Yep, one scoop of cachava.
Okay,
two scoops of whey powder.
Okay,
a banana.
Yep,
ice, and tang.
It's the tang.
Tang.
Yep.
You got to get rid of the tang.
Why the tang? That's a little fruitiness to it.
There's something. There's just like a hint of something weird in there, but. I do like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doing that twice a day, huh?
Twice a day.
And no bathroom problems?
No. No. First time, like a week ago, your body gets used to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, 13 pounds in like 2.5 weeks.
Nice work.
I think it's great. All right.
So I was telling you before the show, I was looking at our Oktoberfest pictures from last year, which were a year ago yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And you both have lost weight.
This room... was probably 20 pounds heavier.
Easy.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I was 15 probably. Well, no, I was probably 12.
I'd say 10. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
12.
So
the
there
beer
you go.
With his little pouch on his.
And now yeah, I know. I'm not,
yeah. You know, I was gonna. You know what? I was gonna do something for Mark Houston the other day. And I thought that's weird. I was gonna take a picture. So I took my clothes out of the laundry, our other thing.
Yeah.
And I was gonna take a picture of those biker shorts for Mark Houston with that pouch. And
that's a little
what?
Weird. Okay. Don't do that, man.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Okay. Poor Mark.
Have your wife look at it. No.
All right. That's. That would be weird, hey?
Send yeah, that would be that, okay. That would be very weird.
I literally
John.
Had
not
my
a
phone
little bit
up.
Weird.
I had my phone right then. I was like,
oh my god, that would be
maybe not.
Then it would show up on the Bellin yeah. would look at his phone and say, hey, you know, you got
yeah, you're
some
right.
issues. So.
Yeah, okay. Anyway. So I didn't, right. But it's still a mystery. Why would there be a pouch in biker shorts?
I don't care.
Get it. I know, but I know, yeah. but I just, I'm walking, I'm trying, you're trying to think of enjoy the beautiful day, and I'm thinking, why do I have a pouch? I'm just being honest.
So.
Anyway. So you don't like this?
No, I don't.
Did you try it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You brought took some in, the yeah. smallest little sip.
I didn't, it
well,
tasted
maybe I won't
too
eat
sweet.
One of your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches then.
Yeah, I'm honoring the president. 100 years old today.
Can you believe it?
I'm going to be 110.
With that stuff?
With that stuff?
Yeah.
Well,
the elixir of life. Johnny's elixir of life is my new name. During the NFL draft, I'm going to make so much money in this stuff, it's unbelievable.
Okay, I think I'm going to sell granola.
You know what somebody said? Who said it smelled like alcohol?
I did.
The whey powder?
Boy.
It's vanilla bourbon. That's the flavor.
Yeah. No.
You don't like it? Oh, I thought you'd love it.
No. No? Those of us who've been through rehab would call this a trigger.
Oh, all right.
So, not that I've been through that. I teach a class.
Yeah, right. I'm learning a little bit about the mayor this morning.
I guess. That was an eye-opener. I'm just going to finish my juice of life and move on. That's yeah. what I have no comeback for. I don't have it. Well, when I was in rehab.
Anyway, it is good to get on these nutritional kicks. I want to do something like that, but I'm not sure that's it.
Well, experiment.
I will. And Dennis from the Glam Band was going to bring me something, the Kajaba.
I mean,
I've
got 3 bags of that at home.
3?
Well, I've got different flavors.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not as diligent with it.
Okay.
I should be.
Are you on the automatic delivery thing that Dennis is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that other thing from DC Farms?
No. You know what? I like the program we're on with, you know, I guess it is a competitor of his, where I get that box delivered every Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
And it just works. It's
I hate
the blueberries and strawberries. It's all.
I hate shopping so
right,
much.
Me too.
That if I could have something delivered to my door, I'd be a better person. Just saying.
It is.
You know what I've learned, though, too, about losing weight?
Okay, man, sounds like you just, okay, that's.
I'm a convert. I'm like those people that go to a thing. It's like.
You are today.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you learn about losing weight after trying for 65 years?
You lose
years?
More weight having a semi. My fridge is never full, but I mean, having stuff in your refrigerator, you lose more weight than by not having stuff in your refrigerator. Because I find that when I don't have stuff in my refrigerator,
fast
now
food.
I'm really hungry and fast food.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah,
I mean. So you have to have stuff.
So easy to run a Quick Trip and grab an Angus burger.
Yeah,
it is. Or pick up the phone and.
I've never ordered a pizza here or anything. I've never done a DoorDash. I would do that, though. I would deliver. I would be a DoorDash person.
I mean, I told you, Godfathers, we get that meat lovers. And we just call up and our number comes up. Oh, you want, you know, extra large meat lovers?
Yeah.
We're the Schmatz. I haven't done that, though, in months. I'm not kidding you. It's been months.
DoorDash?
The Godfathers.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I don't. It's too easy to eat in America, in Green Bay.
I gotta be honest with you though. This area is based around food. It's based. That's the social link. It seems like is food around here. We take it pretty serious. You know, don't we though? I mean, we take food really serious around here.
Yeah, but no, this is good. October. That's great. So what is your goal? Are you just? I know you're very
200.
High today. You're gonna weigh 200. When was the last time you weighed 200 pounds?
Tuesday.
What?
No.
You must have been in high school.
No.
No.
College.
No.
What, you were like 160 something?
In high school?
Yeah.
165. There's 170 in college.
Oh.
We're very similar
with
that.
Yeah. Show it.
Yeah.
And I did everything in the world to put on weight. I drink malts. I would chocolate.
Wow.
Sundays, anything in the world. All I ate as much as possible. I couldn't put on a pound.
All right. All those days, right? All
those days. God.
I see these people, you know, they eat everything. Yeah. They never gain weight. It's like, I know. You just wait.
Yeah. But I have to go to dinner tonight. I'm going with Nikki.
But I just want, when my next doctor's appointment, I just don't want it saying dangerously obese.
I know.
You know what I mean?
And like,
I mean, when they have that word on there, it's like, So anyway.
Way to ruin my day, doctor.
Yeah. No, that's doc.
All right.
But anyway.
I'm
was 200 pounds, and you can really see it in a picture.
Yeah, that's what.
You know what I mean? It's probably 15 years ago, back with Murphy and those guys. Yeah. And they did those, you guys laugh at the picture you guys got hanging in. Who hung that, by the way?
Nikki moved stuff around.
Oh, wow. So there's that picture of me hanging in the thing there when I got that award from the Marines.
Oh, yeah. That one's
and you kind of make fun of it?
Well, that's it. So would anybody else who saw it.
Okay, I'd like to know what you would do if you went to professional photographers and they say, hey, this was going to be a full page in the Press Gazette.
Right.
Full page.
That's happened.
I've
had that.
I understand that. But here's the difference.
I would never doctor
here's
that.
Here's the difference.
It look like some, like, here's make it look difference. Like my younger brother.
When I said, are you going to touch it up? And she says, we can do it right now. I go, what do you mean? She says, watch. And she says, what do you need? I said, well, maybe those bags under the eyes. But done. What about some? Done. How about filling the hair here a little bit?
Right.
Done.
Taking off a little weight.
Maybe a little.
So, but then people come in here and they're like, that looks like Mario a little bit. Right. But well, no, that's not him though, is it? No. Hell no, that's not him.
Got a nice text from Mary who says, Mino, I noticed how slim you looked at the game Friday. Great job.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much. What? You have to scoff at everything. Okay. Every compliment I get, you scoff at.
No, I don't. I think that's
people,
great.
Whenever people say, oh, you're the best mayor we ever had. Yeah, I know. I agree. Yeah, you're right.
I told you that when I don't know. Right. When I ran into Justice.
Hey, wait a minute. You're the first person to ever tell me that. Holy cow. Let me write this one down.
I told you that when I ran into Justice.
Hang on. Let me call Donna. Donna, you're not going to believe this. You're not listening. Yeah, I went to this guy and he said, I'm the best mayor that's ever been in Green Bay.
And Donna's on the phone going, what, Jim? He said that you were the best mayor ever.
What's wrong with him? Yeah. I love Jaden.
Yeah. Justice Scalia, I told you when I ran into him. And I said, Justice, you're just doing a great job. He's like, yes, I am.
That's right. Who is that, though?
He died. Justice Scalia. He was on the Supreme Court.
Ah, okay. He said that, yes, I am.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was like, okay, cool. You are. So, anyway, yes. Yeah,
I forget who it was. We had one of the anchors, one of the female anchors. And, we were someplace, and they said, oh, my gosh, I watch all the time, and I love your hair. You got the most beautiful hair. And she just goes,
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like, oh, thank you so much. That's so nice. Oh, I
know.
Struggle.
She just goes,
So
what's new?
Yeah.
What else is new?
Yeah. Brian says, good job. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
Today's a big day. It's coffee day. I don't drink as much coffee as I used to.
I got
to
get rid of that stuff.
Why is it bad for you? It's not, is it?
I hope not.
No,
I think they've actually found it's good for you.
I love it.
They say 3 to 4 cups a day is fine. Anything over that, you might have a problem.
Do you guys used to drink coffee royals on like Sunday mornings?
Was that alcohol?
Yeah, well, it was coffee and brandy.
No.
All the Italians after church would have a coffee royal. Never did? Coffee and brandy? No?
No.
Okay.
Coffee and Kahlua, coffee and...
Kahlua is so sweet.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Today is Music Day, Vegetarian Day, Sausage Day. Boy, that's a good combination.
Yeah, right?
We got anything else that would compete against us on Vegetarian Day?
Oh, yeah, Homemade Cookie Day.
Homemade Cookie and Sausage Day. Okay. Black Dog Day, Homemade Cookie Day, Postcard Day, Model T Day, Mark McGuire's birthday, Randy Quaid, Rod Carew, who's a jerk, Julie Andrews, and Jimmy Carter is 100 years old. Julie Andrews, was she in The Sound of Music?
Yes.
Well, yes. We got to play that.
Of course she was.
Sound of Music today, Todd.
Are you kidding?
All Sound of Music. Let's
I would
give it
love
to
that. Now, there's a day. There's a day.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it,
The Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub & Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouth-watering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking. What's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Can't you see her running over the through the Elk?
Oh, yeah. Here comes. She's, yeah. It's getting closer to her.
She's spinning around in that dress made out of the curtains. I love that, don't you?
Yeah, just yeah.
Yes, bring it back to a good time.
I used to listen to the whole story before football games. Great. You get jacked up.
Yeah. It's my running music.
Yeah, my running music. It's my walking music, so I don't go too fast. so I pace myself.
But yeah, I mean the music's great, but the story is what's really great.
And
great.
And the filming too. I mean, I have to give it credit. They were actually up in the mountains and all that.
Well, they must
have
used a helicopter for that shot.
They did. And she was,
in those days, she was
on the Tonight Show not that long ago talking about that. And she's like, "We're trying to do this. They're blaring music at me. The wind is, you know, blowing me around." She goes, "I barely got through it."
But, what year was that made?
'50s? No.
'60s?
Well, we
early '60s, I'll bet.
To that, yeah, because my dad took us to that, or my parents took us to that. I don't know, 65.
Okay. Yep. I never went to a movie with my parents, ever. You did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You, Todd?
Sound of Music.
I don't think my dad ever went to
I don't
movie.
Know my dad ever going to a movie.
Yeah.
We didn't go to, no, that was a highlight. I think, I just know he took us all to the Sound of Music, and yeah, I remember that. So that tells you how many movies he went to, because I remember that one. I remember him taking...
I might have gotten to one with him one time. They Godfather. Used to make these. No, he hated the mafia. No, we used to make these ones.
But his mom spent time in jail for bootlegging, and he hated what you guys. That's all you talk about is the Italians and Guido and everybody else. Your dad did not like the mafia. Really, he didn't think that they were like.
There's some backstories, I guess, on some things. But anyway, he used to spend time in Chicago with a buddy of his that was kind of in it and stuff.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I won't get into it. But anyway, they used to make these ones that were really cool. In Spectrovision, Adventures of, you know, Alaska Adventures, where you'd be bighorn sheep hunting. And it was basically a big colorized version of, remember Kirk Gowdy used to have that show? Mm-hmm. Kirk Gowdy's Outdoors. Mm-hmm. Would be all this great outdoor type stuff. And we'd go to like some of those and they'd like, shoot this poor mountain goat that's
in the theater they had that?
Yeah.
The
North Country Adventures, I think it was called. And that's where I got my first interest in becoming a bush pilot, because they're always flying a little bush plane and landing on the water and going to some guy's little cabin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Oh, I'd love that. Boy, I read this story about these girls from Massachusetts, I think, who for a bachelorette party they'd been at this place in North Carolina around Asheville, and I've been through there. I've never stayed there, but for basketball, I've been there. Beautiful area in the mountains, North Carolina. I mean, gorgeous. I didn't know North Carolina had beautiful mountains like that. I always thought I might come back here for vacation sometime. Yeah. So they rented this really cool old cabin on this mountain. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they had, I don't know how many of them. And the first night they have a big pajama party and they're hungry. And the next morning they wake up and they look outside and they go, oh my God. Like the entire road was missing because it was all covered in trees and water and mud and everything. The road to get down the mountain. It was impassable.
Is this just recently?
The other day. Like two days ago.
Oh, this, yeah.
Yeah.
Helene?
Mm-hmm. And they didn't know. They were, and all the power was out.
Oh, yeah.
So all their food was spoiling. They had no extra water. They're like, my God, we're going to die here. And all of a sudden, they're just like, what? I mean, girls would just go into a room and just cry and sob and write, you know, to their parents. And because they
really thought it was they the thought that was the end.
Nobody could get up to them and they couldn't get down. And they had no water, no food. And all of a sudden, some guy was saying, hey, is anybody there? And this guy saved them like you can't believe and saved a bunch of people. And now they're raising all kinds of money to send back these other people that are stranded on that mountain because there's no way off except for this guy led them down somehow. It took 3 hours to get down to like civilization. And then she said the people were phenomenal to them, making them food and using their showers and
so,
but they thought they were going to die in this mountain.
We could end that story even better. So she married the guy.
Well, she got it on with him, but didn't marry him. But anyway.
She was there for a bachelorette party.
Exactly.
But, okay, yeah, I guess that's legit.
But here's the deal, though. She said, think of how many people that people don't know where they are.
There's a couple things.
And they're out of water.
There's a lot of people missing. However... And that's sad. I don't want to presume they're not coming back, but they lost all their cell service and everything.
Well, that's
so people
what I
can't
mean.
Communicate the other way. You
there's
know what
like
I mean?
600 yeah. still missing. Yeah, 600 they can't contact. And what, 150 dead? 200?
Yeah, 150.
I mean, that's mind-boggling. This is one of the worst ever the way it came. Other than Katrina, the way this went through those areas is amazing. And you don't really hear about Florida much. You hear more about Tennessee and North Carolina.
Yeah.
It's almost like it went through Florida and then... gained speed or power or something.
Did you see some of those photos?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's
unbelievable.
President's going there today, but he's going to fly over, which is good because else it's too much distraction.
Well, that's the thing. You know, sometimes presidents and stuff like that get crap because they don't. But that really strains. I mean, there's been times where, like, the governors or mayors say, please stay away. We are stretched to the limit with our
we don't want any movie stars coming.
With our whatever, and that just is more of a drain.
Yeah.
I mean, and really, why do you have to go? I mean, you could send a drone over, you can send your plane. You see exactly what's going on. That's more of a photo op.
That is what it is. But they'll get plenty of financial aid. It's still, money doesn't do everything. It takes time. It's mud everywhere, right? And, that's going to.
I know, but can you imagine being stranded on the mountainside? You can't get down. I mean, it's impassable to go down unless you know some, like, route that this guy knew, and you're out of water. What do you do? I think you just got to give it and go, don't you?
Yeah, being out of water
is the worst. The worst.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It's the worst.
You can live on water.
You can go hungry. You can go whatever, but
yeah. You know, just ourselves, we had that big Verizon outage yesterday, and I don't know if you heard about that.
No.
But, like, Verizon had outages all over the United States. People could not use their phones. You know, it was affecting online stuff and I'm sitting here thinking we can't get through a day without cell phone service.
Yeah. No. No.
It was bad yesterday. Real bad.
I didn't know that.
I saw something about that Verizon. I'm not obviously on there, but I don't know. Maybe that's okay that we lose that stuff for a day. You know, and I just think we're so reliant. That's why we were gonna get off the grid and grow and smoke weed. Someday that's gonna happen. But
I'm gonna say right now, I'm not gonna grow and smoke weed. I'm just going to
throw
it out there right now.
Our clients will. I'm not saying I wouldn't either.
I'm not going to do that.
Neither. I'm just.
All right.
But if we have this development.
We're going
like
to
throw it out. We'll have
Todd, two things to take away from our first segment of the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
When I was in rehab and I'm going to build a complex where I'm going to smoke weed.
I didn't.
Grow and smoke weed.
Yeah.
Two things to take away from.
All right.
And listen to the sound of music.
That now that would be awesome.
It's going to be blaring over the loudspeakers all day long.
I'd use these.
Be like North Korea when they put them in those camps.
Give me these headsets as a going away gift. I love these.
She's always late for.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
World Dairy Expo officially begins today, and because it's a world-class show, some of these cattle coming from outside the United States. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. World Dairy Expo has got about 100 head of Canadian cattle that made the trip into Madison for World Dairy Expo, but aside from the long travel days, they also had to go through extensive testing to make sure that cattle would be allowed not only into the United States, but also into Wisconsin. Brian Karskaden is showing dairy cattle with Blondin Farms out of Quebec, and he said the additional testing and additional time for test results has been challenging, but he said they managed to overcome it.
We tried a lot of different angles. I made a lot of different phone calls to see if I could circumvent the system somehow, just to even see if the labs would stay open on a weekend here to do the testing. We couldn't get that to work. I tried to get the CFIA government to extend the validity of the test for an extra day, make it 8 days instead of seven. They wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of different hoops we had to jump through, a lot of roadblocks along the way. Yeah. But at the end of it all, we need to protect the ag industry in both Wisconsin and Canada. Mm-hmm. And so whatever we have to do, we're doing, and we're gonna make it work.
Brian Karskaden with the Blondin Farms out of Quebec, Canada, says aside from all that testing, they have to test again before animals will be allowed back into Canada. That's going to require them to not only conclude World Dairy Expo on Friday, but spend additional days waiting on testing data at the Greene County Fairgrounds in Monroe.
Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have farmers yielding out an additional 2.7 bushels per acre over A-Series. This has everyone talking, not just farmers. Case in point, a trucking company wrote, "Morning, noon, and night, it doesn't matter. I'm hauling Z-Series. The phone doesn't stop ringing. Even my home number, it never stops ringing." Well, it's fair to say Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans are making quite an impact. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/newera.
Dairy farmers of Wisconsin are building strong farms for a strong future right here in America's Dairyland. Join them and Pam at World Dairy Expo on October 1st and October 3rd at 1:30 p.m. at booth 3403 in the exhibition hall. To learn more about dairy farmers of Wisconsin, visit wisconsindairy.org.
World Dairy Expo is excited to celebrate the golden age of dairying. This year, experience how technology has helped usher in a new age of dairy. Events start September 28th and end October 4th with the naming of Supreme Champion. Visit worlddairyexpo.com.
Wisconsin farmers continue to use the warm, dry weather to their advantage. The latest updates on our crop progress report shows 67% of our corn silage statewide has already been harvested. 5% of the corn's also been harvested for grain. Soybeans right now, 30% of that crop already taken to the bins. And that's an update on food news for a Tuesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be quite a bit cooler today, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, breezy, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
The spotlight will focus on Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance Tuesday night, October 1st. Listen here as the vice presidential candidates debate issues important to you.
Go to the polls as a parent. You should have more power.
A belief that one person can make a difference.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. Special coverage starts at 7:45 p.m. Then listen to the CBS vice presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, October 1st, here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, diet starts tomorrow.
Perfect. Hey, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Yeah. Our buddy Nick, Cheese Curd Nick, is here in the house. And he, now, Nick, you're the only Serbian I've ever known.
Well, you're
the only Serbian I've ever met. And you guys have unique food, and you brought in something today that's fantastic.
Yes.
It just is.
But you don't sell this. Obviously, everybody knows Cheese Curd Nick. He runs the really popular Cheese Curd stand or in the farmer's market and about a million other places. But you've never actually served this kind of food. Have you thought about it?
I actually did sell that. And that was when I was inside the sardine can for that brief year and a half.
Oh, I remember that.
Yep.
You used to come on my show.
Yep.
Or Chris did.
Yep. Somebody, yeah. Well, yeah, we all did.
Yeah.
Rod did. I did. Chris did. But I would run that as a special every once in a while. But no, that's... I don't sell that. There is actually a...
What is it called?
Okay, the little Serbian sausages are called čevapčići.
And did you make them or buy?
They were made. So last week... My uncle and my cousin came up, and it's my grandparents always canned. They had three big gardens.
Mine too.
They canned.
Right.
So at the end of the year, the pepper seed, you know, at the end of the year,
the
garage would have plastic on the floor, and they would go pick. Okay. So imagine like an area like this times two with peppers.
All over.
And then they had little walkways, and they would rotate them so that you wouldn't get the soft spots, you know, from it sitting on the concrete. Right. So every like 4 or 5 hours until they were ready to grill these and smoke them, they would rotate them. Wow. They would move them to ripe them up to where they wanted to be, because you want those peppers to be red. You want them to be sweet. You don't do green. You get, you know, if it's like half green, half red because you're getting to the end of the year, that's fine, but you want all your peppers to be ripe. So anyway.
But green peppers are ripe too, aren't they?
No.
Really? Because we used to can, my folks used to can green peppers.
You can, but the red, if you take a red, a green pepper will always turn red if you give it time.
We get yellow and orange ones.
Those are halfway, those are a different color, you know, that would be, the yellows will eventually turn like to an orange. So if you go to the store and buy a green pepper, a yellow pepper, an orange pepper, a red pepper, and you eat them all, the red pepper is typically going to be the sweetest.
Will they all turn red eventually?
Yes.
You know, my doctor.
It's a special pepper. Unless it's a pepper that's
made to be stay yellow.
Yes.
No. My doctor told me the other day, eat bananas when they're just turning yellow, almost green, just turning yellow. They have a lot less sugar.
Yep.
Because then the longer you keep them, the more sugar gets.
Yeah,
made
that's why for banana bread.
So is that
bread,
the same thing with peppers?
Right. Yes. Oh, wow. So anyway.
And onion, I just want to say onions is the same thing.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Right? I didn't know
if
that.
You caramelize onions, that's all sugar, whereas if you eat them raw, it's like fine.
Yeah. Oh. Yep. So anyway, last week we started like 4 or 5, my grandparents have passed for a while now. So about 4 or 5 years ago, I'm like, hey, why don't we do some peppers? And I moved away from my grandparents before they passed. So the last couple of years of them doing it, they went from canning to actually Ziploc bagging and freezing them.
Okay.
To make life easier because there's not sterile, you know, sterilizing.
Waiting for the lids to pop.
Yep.
I remember that.
So they would, my grandfather would be on.
Oh, yeah, pickles.
Would be on three of those big Weber grills, like those big round ones.
Yeah.
For a whole week.
Wow.
And my grandmother would finish them off up, you know, in the house. And anyway, we did 8 bushels last week, and then my uncle made those the meat, which is called a čevapčići, which is it's a mixture of pork, veal, and lamb with some Serbian seasonings in it, and then you hand roll them and you grill them.
Wow, that's awesome! You ever think about doing that for?
I was going to say that's food trucks are extremely popular right now,
right?
And it's the introduction to ethnic food, and some people that eat that, then they start to learn more about some your countries, you know, Lebanon or whatever.
Yugoslavia.
Okay, Yugoslavia.
Former Yugoslavia, now it's called Serbia.
Okay.
Well, they've turned out amazing basketball players.
They have.
Amazing.
Yep, and tennis players.
Wow. You could have those on the side of your food truck. Yeah. You know
I mean? So there is a food truck kind of locally, not really? It's kind of local. It's called ENA European Treats or ENA European Food. They're in Sheboygan. They float around Sheboygan, Fond du Lac, that whole area.
That's a pretty broad brush.
Yeah.
European foods.
They do the cevapcici with a Serbian bread. It's called lepenice. So that's actually the bread that you would actually make that pepper, the pepper sandwich with the cevapcici cheese. You cut it in half in the middle, and you open it up like a pocket.
Oh, yeah.
And then you put it all in there, and that's how you eat it.
Are there Serbian restaurants?
Milwaukee.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's two or three.
Oh.
There's two or three Serbian grocery stores in Milwaukee.
Really? I didn't know we had that many Serbians in Wisconsin.
Well, after World War II, that's when my grandparents came over. There was a whole...
migration?
Whole migration to Chicago. Because
communists took over, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yugoslavia?
Yeah.
Tito? Wasn't it Tito? No, not Tito.
No, it was World War. It was the Germans actually came in.
Because, no. I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. But Tito was the strong man, wasn't he, of Yugoslavia?
I do.
And had a real iron fist type thing, and a lot of people left?
Well, a lot of people left because of the war. There was nothing left.
Yeah.
You know, my grandparents were running around still farming before they got taken. They had guns on their plows, horse-drawn plows and everything.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know that the Yugoslavian resistance really helped a lot of American and ally flyers that got shot down there.
You know, and then...
I was just saying, to have a restaurant like this, like, that's really great for downtowns to have a mix. Like, we talked to someone that made, just thinking maybe of a Greek restaurant, a good Greek restaurant, like a good... We need not... None of this franchise stuff. I'm talking about
the Olive Garden type of Italian restaurants. Oh,
no, we like Angelina's and where it's the real deal. And I don't think Green Bay's there yet, but it would be really cool because you go to some cities and it's like we're just going there and we'll pick the restaurant. But we do have, you know, good Japanese restaurant down here.
Most definitely. But like you said, we're not ready for it. The culture here, I call it culture. You can call it whatever, however you want to verb it. It's very difficult to introduce ethnic food from other countries. So Pat Joyce used to have the Pay It Forward Ethiopian truck. I don't know if you remember that.
I do.
Okay.
That was during your reign, wasn't it?
Yes. And, yes. I just went to Ethiopia. So the capital of Ethiopia is Addis Ababa. And my high school band teacher went there, and that's where he taught. Great. Okay. He's like my favorite teacher ever. And yes, Ethiopian. So Pat, he had that track. I remember talking to him and
Pat,
he talked the language.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Pat had
bore you.
Pat was, once people tried it, he had his following. Yeah. But the problem is to get people
to try
What's the first thing you think about is Ethiopia? They have no food.
Right.
So why do I want to eat that food if it's, look at them on TV?
I mean, you hate to say
it,
but
it's a stereotype.
In your mind, you're right. In your mind,
it's a stereotype.
Like, if their food is so good, why are they so skinny?
Right. So, and I'm not saying that's the thing with Serbs.
What?
I don't think people think that.
I think they do.
Oh, there's a lot of people that do. You want to know, like, when he was around, people like, how is this food any good? Because they're like, there's commercials about Ethiopia on TV all the time. There's people that are that naive. There is. There is. Okay.
All right. They got to eat. Yeah. And I thought the food was good.
But in your mind, you're thinking, hey, we got a big German fest. And you're thinking of these big, heavy people
Oktoberfest.
Exactly.
Eight big kegs of beer. And, you know what I mean?
Right.
Eat and drink till it hurts.
That's true.
They call it.
What I'm saying is to bring in something that, especially here where it's very, when I say conservative, I mean the cult. Like, people want their steak here. And their potatoes.
And their fish fry.
So to introduce a new food here is a tough road to hoe.
And booyah at the church picnic.
Yep. So in a bigger city, that's where, when you look at things, why can you get Ethiopian food? Why can you get Jamaican food? Why can you get German food, Polish food, Serbian food, all that stuff in big cities? When we went to Seattle three different times, there's four Serbian restaurants within a mile of Pike's Market.
Wow.
Okay. That's because it's because the culture is more open to trying things, or is it because there's more Serbians there and they help support it?
No, it's probably people are more open to trying things because you're in a bigger city.
You know, our friend Reggie, who comes on, was on once in a while Caribbean Taste, right?
Caribbean.
Just the news that has come out from the political thing and these people eat cats and dogs. Do you know how that has hurt not only his business, but the amount of badgering he is getting on telephones. And
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, yeah, that's how that's a stereotype.
That is, unfortunately, guys, we kind of live in that environment.
That's terrible.
See, when I moved up to Krivitz from Milwaukee, nobody understood up in Krivitz what Serbia, what Yugoslavia was. So what they said is, well, you're Russian. You're Russian. And then their mentality up there was, well, Russians are bad. Well, you're communist. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there's always that stereotype or that, you know.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Growing up, we were taught Czechoslovakians were communists.
Yeah.
Like when they'd play them in hockey or something, it's the U.S. against the commies. Yeah. Okay? My wife and son are Czechoslovakian.
Right.
And I would have, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I would have thought, well, that's communist country. Which it was. It was under communist rule for a long time.
Right.
But you just assume that people are so, you know, inundated with, you know, the communist doctrine and things like that. And when my son goes back, he went to school there in Prague, and he met a bunch of his cousins, and they talked about what it was like under Russian rule. One of the things that they said, though, they were just drunk all the time. The Russians. They're just drunk all the time.
Country that pays their teachers in vodka. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we didn't. We just knew the Lutherans.
You know, I got to tell you a sad story.
I know. I was kind of joking, but I'm not kidding.
No, no, no. But there's a story, I can show it to you on my phone. These two young boys in Nagani, years and years ago, they were like my brother's age, so early 60s, got killed in a tragic snow accident, building a snow cave on the side of a hill, and it caved in. Well, they were good friends with all the St. Paul's kids. All right? They all played Little League or whatever, all good friends. The priest would not allow them to go to the funeral in the Methodist church. Isn't that something?
Crazy. That's just crazy.
For a little kid's funeral.
Yeah.
Wouldn't let him go into a Methodist church. Yeah. The religions used to be so...
Boy, were they strong.
That dominated, like, your life, huh? But wow. Are you Orthodox?
Yes, Serbian Orthodox.
I would encourage you to keep with this. I like the cheese curds. Look, I'm a big fan of your cheese curds. But I just think this would
and
be
your
good.
Brats.
And your butt, but this would be good for the community.
Oh, that sausage is great.
Right.
Isn't
that awesome?
Oh my it's handmade God. Too. And the peppers. And I think the story of the peppers is cool.
The pepper sandwiches are. So we did those last week, Tuesday.
No meat, just pepper sandwiches you eat?
Well, along with. So we made a Serbian salad, those cevapcici cheese, and then the paprika sandwich. I probably had in 4 hours, 15 of those sandwiches. So I had left those.
You want some of my whey powder?
So that Wednesday at the last farmer's market was last Wednesday.
Some cachava. Hey, Todd, they'll take care of
it. We'll clean you out.
So Wednesday was the last farmer's market, and I'm like, this batch is still from last week. So these aren't those peppers aren't frozen. This is the last of what we had when we set up, when I talked to Todd, I set this up. I'm like, I got to set this to the side for you guys. And Wednesday, I had 6 pepper sandwiches before the farmer's market
God.
Even started.
You know what I told you? Al Negrati, former athletic director at St. Norbert, would have the media over for stuff. And it was what I used to love to do. I would take a little thing and put it on the side of the juice and soak my bread just in that juice, in that oil. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, so what you do is...
Is that olive oil?
No, it's vegetable. So they get grilled. What you do is you go through the peppers and make sure they're okay. And then you soak them in a vegetable oil. And then you put them on a grill, but not on the grill. You wrap your grates in aluminum foil. And I know there's people that say aluminum foil gives you whatever, dementia. You know, it's linked to a whole bunch. But anyway, you put that on there.
Are you serious? I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. Aluminum foil is not good for you, technically.
But you could put those peppers. I'm thinking I want to do this. You can buy those things where they got like holes.
Oh, what about the skillet thing?
You got to be able to cook it fat. You got to be able without charring, without burning them. You cook them on that. You want the smoke to come up from the grill, okay? Because the oil will go down onto the flames, and then you'll get flame up. And you want that smoke in there because there's a hint of smoke in the peppers. So you cook them, you rotate them until they get like a really soft softball.
Okay, but the wrapping the grill in foil.
Okay, we got to talk about that when we come back. Yeah. I've never heard this before.
Sound of Music, Nick, is this your favorite?
No, it's not. But it is a great movie.
It's the message is great.
Are there any good Yugoslavian movies?
No.
No.
I was going to say Guns of Navarone, but that was Greece, wasn't it?
No, there's very bad. There's some really bad ones over there.
All you need to. This
is the standard right
Nick
here.
In the house.
Do re mi fa sol la ti. Oh, let's see if I can make it eat.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Get ready to rock the vote at the Oktoberfest Get Out the Vote Extravaganza Tour. Join the tour October 3rd at Green Bay Titletown Brewing Company. Music by Tom Castle and the Traveling Suitcases.
A sinner decked out in flowers and scarves and hats and bows.
Other partners include Progress North, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, Citizens Action of Wisconsin, and Our Wisconsin Revolution. The goal of the tour is to inspire and motivate attendees to volunteer for Get Out the Vote efforts and support organizations that need additional help to maximize their capacity and impact. Everybody come together.
Effigies carved in stone, cast in bronze.
Enjoy the great music and fuel the movement for change. You must register ahead of time at the ManaquaBrewingCompany.com site under the tab Get Tickets. Come be part of the action. Get Out the Vote Extravaganza is presented by Minocqua Brewing.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Like this. So do la fa mi do re.
Can you do that?
So do la fa mi do re.
I can do
so,
that.
So do la.
Did you used to sing along
do,
with this?
Oh yeah,
do.
Believe it.
So
do you and Milton still do it?
La, ti, do,
a little bit.
Hey, welcome back. It's Sound of Music Day because it is Julie Andrews' 89th birthday. She wow. was in, you know what's weird though?
She had that throat, you know, she, life didn't work great for her.
Didn't she actually make a, like a statement almost that she wanted to get away from that character, the really goody two shoes, you know, Maria, whatever her name is, type of thing? You know, because then she was in the movie 10 with Bo Derek and Dudley Moore. Remember that?
No.
You had to have remembered the movie 10.
Jim, you've never seen 10?
I have. I don't remember. It's Julie Andrews to me is stereotyped. She is.
She will always be Maria right. Von Trapp.
Right, right.
Okay. But what I'm saying is she tried taking some roles that would take her out of that role so she wasn't considered just her.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
I believe she did that.
I mean, and she did like some topless type stuff in movies. You know what I mean? I
don't think Sound of Music.
I don't think old Maria would have been doing that.
No.
Maybe once Rolf got back from the war, but I don't know.
I'm just saying.
How you doing, Nick?
Good. Yourself?
I didn't. You know what? You're the only Serbian I've ever met, and I mentioned that.
Yes, you did.
I've been fascinated a little bit by Yugoslavia, though, because it was so weird. Because, you know, I'm a history buff. And even during World War II, the Croatians went with one side, and the Serbians kind of went with the other.
They did.
And then the...
Because they're Serbian, there's Muslims, and then there's...
Then the Muslims went another way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it was.
The war in the '90s was very difficult because people, if you didn't know, it was very confusing. And what people did was they just lumped all Serbs together. It's like you guys are just having a civil. Well, it is a civil war, but there's, you know, there's four different kinds of Serbs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was the problem. And then it was too. It was too much to explain to somebody that didn't know anything about it.
You know, I'm surprised, though, that the UN didn't do more. Weren't you, Jim, during that war?
I'm on the food, but yes. Who was in charge?
Nothing. Go ahead. You're paying no attention to us.
I wasn't. I was. I was writing down.
Okay, good.
I would like this cluster of really unique ethnic restaurants, but I think, I don't know if it's going to be here or it might be Deep Here. Because Lambeau Land is all, you know, burgers and, you know, even all the restaurants. Chili.
I've never heard it called Lambeau Land before, but I like it.
I can tell you a story about that at break.
I like it. Lambeau Land. I like it a lot.
Anyway, that is not going to be ethnic restaurants.
No.
And I think, you know, your restaurant, what kind of, we need a good German restaurant in Green Bay. I don't think, do we have a good one? I don't think we do. Like, I like
there was Carl one Rush's in day, there was one in Lena. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. I know where you mean.
Carl Rush's.
It was right on the main street there as you're coming through, but now you don't go through downtown anymore. No. Yeah, I know exactly where you mean.
We go to Mater's. Milwaukee is good, but I just, if we could even get five or six, a good Greek restaurant would be good for us. Yeah, I think it introduces people. Like, you guys are having a great conversation.
Is there enough German food, a bigger enough variety?
Oh, yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, those Germans, they...
Because I just that, think I of German think food so as big. Being kraut and pork chops or something.
Wiener schnitzel, there's a lot. Cabbage, okay. There's... No.
All I had to do was say the word cabbage, and it's like, I'm out.
We have to work on that, I think, because I think that's a good... I think it's great to try people's food, but I also think it's good for the community, the culture, to learn a little bit more about. And you can introduce someone to a community, to a culture through food.
You can. Food's the easiest way.
It is.
It is.
We do eat.
Universal language, as they always said.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think that's great.
Well,
continue.
You know, prime example of when you say food is a good thing. So if you guys remember last time I was here, I went to Wrigley for Pearl Jam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw your pictures. How was that? You don't seem like a Pearl Jam guy.
2 weeks ago, I went to Fenway to see Pearl Jam.
Jeez. Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
So we went. Me and Deb, we went to Boston. We went to Fenway for Pearl Jam, and then we went to Salem, okay?
Massachusetts?
Yep. And I had 6 lobster rolls and 6 bowls of clam chowder in 2 days.
Wow.
Everybody said,
that's pretty heavy food.
You're going to eat something else? And I'm like, what is Boston known for? What is New England
known for? Right.
Yeah.
New England clam chowder and lobster rolls. So I am going to do that.
Yeah.
So that, you know, when we're talking about food is the quickest way to something, that's
right.
You want to eat what they're known for. People come to, you know, it goes back to me selling at Stadium View for the Packer games. You know what our number one seller is? Everybody thinks it's cheese curds. It's not.
Brats.
It's brats. Brats is number one. Burgers, number two. Cheese curds, number three. Hot dogs, number four.
Now, I've never had a lobster roll. What is that? And I love. Okay, go ahead.
It's a bun that they use. It's put on a bun that they use. I can't remember.
Like a hot dog bun?
No.
Hamburger bun?
No. It's like a hoagie bun, but it's not a hoagie bun.
Okay.
It's lobster prepared with butter, dill, salt, some other stuff, and it's a cold. And some of them have them, they call it New England or Maine lobster roll. And then there's another, I think, Delaware lobster roll, which has mustard in it. Like a real, like a Dijon mustard, but real light.
Overrated. Well, go ahead.
What's that? Lobster?
Lobster rolls? That is a lot of bread.
No, it ain't. Did you see? Oh, you're not on Facebook. So the place that I ate at on the second day in Salem had 3rd-pound lobster rolls and 3/4-pound lobster rolls.
Okay, I like lobster, and we did a lot of that, but you looked at the leaves. No, a little early. How was
way
the
early
out there?
I got to tell you something. Hey, I got to tell you something, Jim.
But lobster rolls, I thought, they're good. There's better food out there than lobster rolls.
I got to tell you, I talked to my brother last night at the UP. He said it's crazy the colors up there right now.
Yeah.
In the
Where?
UP.
The UP.
Oh, yeah. It turned like that.
He said, you can't believe driving into his camp. It's the most beautiful thing. You got to run up there this
think
weekend.
Think of the leaves in this song. I'll play this all the way.
I can see that.
Totally. Are you on a tuba? Are you playing? No, you need to play. You're a tuba guy.
A trumpet.
You got to
do this. Did you buy this for your kids? The things so they can. Did you buy the like the
marionettes?
Marionettes.
No.
Okay.
2 different worlds. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Cheese Curd Nick in the house with us. We got a great lineup, folks. Great lineup. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Amanda Merkway, the advocacy director of the ACLU Wisconsin. We'll discuss the election fraud being engaged by MAGA Republicans and what you can do about
it. The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.